Unit 7. Animals and Flowers. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper. Example. You will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. Now the test will begin.
1. What pet do you keep? What pet do you keep?
2. How often do you feed your dog? How often do you feed your dog?
3. I bought some flowers for your birthday. I bought some flowers for your birthday.
4. Which flower do you like better, lily or daisy? Which flower do you like better, lily or daisy?
5. Can you show me the way to the nearest pet store? Can you show me the way to the nearest pet store?
6. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper. 6. How much should I pay?
$20 for a bunch of roses and $36 for two bunches of tulips.
Question. How much should the woman pay finally? How much should I pay?
$20 for a bunch of roses and $36 for two bunches of tulips.
Question. How much should the woman pay finally? Seven. Is flower the best gift to all?
Not for those who are allergic to pollen.
Question. Which of the following statements is true? Is flower the best gift to all?
Not for those who are allergic to pollen.
Question. Which of the following statements is true? Eight. What can I do for you, sir?
I'd like to buy 2 dozen eggs.
Question. How many eggs did the man want to buy? What can I do for you, sir?
I'd like to buy 2 dozen eggs.
Question. How many eggs did the man want to buy? Nine. How is John's writing?
It is okay, apart from a few spelling mistakes.
Question. Which of the following statements is not true? How is John's writing?
It is okay, apart from a few spelling mistakes.
Question. Which of the following statements is not true? Ten. What a pain! Still many things to do.
But it is a must to go to the snack bar first. It is lunchtime already.
Question. What will they do next? What a pain. Still many things to do.
But it is a must to go to the snack bar first. It is lunchtime already.
Question. What will they do next?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases in the corresponding space in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now, the passage will begin. First reading.
My parents live in the country. They keep a dog called Afu. One day, my parents went to work in the fields, taking my little sister and Afu along. While they were working, my sister walked to a river nearby. Afu followed her there. She was trying to pick a flower when she fell into the river. Afu barked and jumped into the water immediately. When my parents heard Afu barking, they ran to the river. They saw Afu swimming towards the bank carrying my little sister. My parents praised Afu warmly. It was our brave Afu who had saved my little sister.
Second reading.
My parents live in the country. They keep a dog called Afu. One day, my parents went to work in the fields, taking my little sister and Afu along. While they were working, my sister walked to a river nearby. Afu followed her there. She was trying to pick a flower when she fell into the river. Afu barked and jumped into the water immediately. When my parents heard Afu barking, they ran to the river. They saw Afu swimming towards the bank carrying my little sister. My parents praised Afu warmly. It was our brave Afu who had saved my little sister.
Final reading.
My parents live in the country. They keep a dog called Afu. One day, my parents went to work in the fields, taking my little sister and Afu along. While they were working, my sister walked to a river nearby. Afu followed her there. She was trying to pick a flower when she fell into the river. Afu barked and jumped into the water immediately. When my parents heard Afu barking, they ran to the river. They saw Afu swimming towards the bank carrying my little sister. My parents praised Afu warmly. It was our brave Afu who had saved my little sister.